This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report for Monday, February 28th, 2022. It is day five of the invasion of the Ukraine. And today I have an exclusive interview with a remarkable Christian lady that lives about 40 miles north of Kiev. Her name is Tatiana Gumeniuk. I hope I said that right. And I found out about her from some people here in the United States that she works with in the area of intercessory prayer. And as you'll hear in our interview, she talks a little bit about her life and her ministry. She tells how they had church yesterday, Sunday, the first Sunday since the invasion. And she talks about what she believes the Lord is saying. We recorded this as a Zoom, so there's a video version of it as well that we're sending out on our Charisma News website and other places. It is an exclusive. It was one of the most interesting interviews I've had in a long, long time. And it's sobering to consider what's happening over there and to see the faith and the peace of this remarkable woman. Stay tuned. I'll have a message at the end.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Tatiana Gumeniuk from the Ukraine, thank you for taking time to be on my podcast. My viewers and listeners are so interested in what's happening in the Ukraine. I have a personal interest in Ukraine, and I am well aware of who you are and your ministry, and I realize how dangerous it is. So why don't you start by telling my listeners a little bit about yourself and what is happening right now in the Ukraine?
Hi, I am Tatiana Gumeniuk. I was born in Ukraine, outside of Kiev. My city is called Bila Tserkva, White Church. And presently, it's being bombed. My city is being bombed. So far, it has been quiet, but right now, it's being bombed. So I am a bit shaky, nervous. I'm not myself, but I'm going to explain to you what is going on. This is life and reality for us, and we are still in denial. I come from underground persecuted church. I have survived communism. I have survived Christian persecutions in Soviet Union. And I have studied in the United States. I've got a master's degree in English. I was dreaming to work in White House at some point, but I could not because I did not have a green card or paperwork because my family never decided to come to United States in the 90s when we had an opportunity to come as religious refugees. But I studied at Bob Jones University and I got my master's in English and of course bachelor's. And I did a research of Russian icons. So I'm a Russian icon expert right now, but I'm back with my family in a city where I was born, in a place that is called Gumeniuk Chapel. This is where everybody comes with troubles. In this room, we had Georgie Vince, we had many American pastors fed and taken care of. And I am presently at this room hiding as my shelter.
Well, this interview is about you and the church and what's going on, but I do want to tell my listeners that I've been to the Ukraine three times. It was during the 90s, right before the fall of the Soviet Union and afterward, and I just remember that the Ukraine was beautiful. I remember the people being very hospitable. I have been in homes such as yours and had some very nice meals. I went to many church meetings, and I remember that the churches in Ukraine were more vibrant than what I saw in both Latvia and in Moscow. Now, my perspective could have been different just because of my friends that I was with, but that's what I remember. So I have taken a great deal of interest in what's happening in the Ukraine. Most Americans side with Ukraine, and we hope that you prevail. But tell me what's happening with the church and what you believe the spiritual significance is. There are a few leaders here that are suggesting that maybe this is the beginning of World War III, which will lead to the Antichrist and so forth. What do you think?
Well, that's quite a good question. And the question that many people have been talking about. And actually, I was thinking that Putin will be an Antichrist someday. You never know. But the church here is strong and vibrant, and the Protestant movement in Ukraine is is the largest probably in Europe. People who have been faithful, who have kept the faith through communism and stayed, have evangelized and brought many Christians, and as well as Orthodox Church has been very, very popular here. About the revelation, about what is going to happen, honestly, I don't know. It might be beginning of World War III. It might be the beginning of Armageddon, perhaps. I am not that a biblical scholar, but the church here is ready to fight and is ready to meet Jesus Christ any minute at this point.
And we're recording this on Monday, the 28th of February. I realize people will be listening to this long afterwards. Of course, we will write an article and put it online very, very soon. But I'm just interested. There's been one Sunday since the invasion. Were the churches open or were they closed?
In some cities, like in my church, I was in church on Friday for the prayer meeting. And we had about 60 people praying fervently because many people have gone to the West. They fled their house. They are not here because they left Ukraine. Kyiv has been evacuated. So what I hear, people in subways, underground, are having churches, are having, you know, pastors who are reaching out and talking about meeting Jesus anytime. My church had a service on Sunday. We had martial law till 8 a.m. At 10 o'clock, we had 130 people who got together, drove, walked, prayed, sang to the Lord, and begged the Lord to deliver and stop this war for Ukraine. And for the leaders to do it as soon as possible so we don't have much bloodshed as we have it at this point.
You have a reputation among those who know you as being a real intercessor. And you just referred to the fact that there was a prayer meeting. Tell us a little bit about your own intercessory prayer life. And I understand that you come to the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington sometimes, and you're involved with some of these people. Just bring us up to date so we understand Tatiana a little better.
This goes to the roots and to my mother. My mom, she is a warrior prayer. She was a prayer warrior. Every time we would go to school, she would cook a meal for us, and then she has an hour of prayer. She closes the door, reads her the scripture, and then she prays. And we hear her praying in the room as we walk as kids. And she prays for every child, for every person that she knows, for the world to be faithful and that Jesus would help. When I grew up and left to America, I understood what it means. I was by myself in America. I trusted God. I did not trust anybody, but I trusted God. And God has taken me, being in America on my own, in His hands, and taking me and introducing me to marvelous, wonderful people. And God has really showed to me that the power is in prayer. And in and when you see how God answered those prayers, actually, I was very, very ambitious lady. When I was graduating, I thought I'm going to work at White House. But right before my master graduation, I have to fly back home for the funeral of my mom. It broke my faith. I started to fight with Jesus because I have made big dreams. I'm going to work in White House. I'm bringing my mom to America. I'm getting married and she'll take care of my family. But then when mom passed away, it totally broke me and God had another way. God showed to me that we have to trust him. I came to Washington, D.C. I was totally devastated, but I came to Washington, D.C. I was knocking on many doors and God opened an opportunity for me. And I did assist Doug Coe for a short time in 2006. Then I got to know about the prayer movement. And then I was really, I started to do a prayer ministry. Honestly, this is my own prayer ministry. Of course, I'm connected with the prayer ministry of National Prayer Breakfast, but I know there are so many things outside of the prayer breakfast out in this world, in my family, in my church, in Ukraine, in politics. You know what? I have gone in America through religious circles. I have gone through the business circles. I have gone through political circles. And let me tell you, politics are everywhere. And what I decided, I'm going to be my own prayer ministry, to have my own prayer ministry, to ask God to keep us from evil and to keep us away from anything bad, anything wrong, to infiltrate into my life and the circles with people that I'm around. And that has been for the past my 10 years, that has been my ministry. 10 years I've been at the prayer breakfast praying. And even Roma Downey was talking about us as a prayer angels at one point, and she even recorded and she said, those are my prayer angels. I was recording my rehearsing my speech and I see those prayer angels. So pretty much I'm a prayer warrior, I'm a prayer angel, but because I saw the real example in the life of my mom. And you know, Chip Ingram is right. You don't have to teach a child. You just live the life and the child will learn it from you. And that's exactly what happened with me.
Well, that's a beautiful story. And I can identify with you in that my mother was a prayer warrior and she just passed away last month. So I've been reflecting on her life and influence as you have. But I'd like to make an observation now that we're talking via Zoom, that you don't seem fearful. And there are many people in America, in fact, Christian leaders have even addressed it. I recently did a podcast with Michael Youssef in which he told people not to be fearful. Now, here we have no bombs going off. The war is very far away, but people are fearful that World War III is going to start, or they're fearful that gasoline prices are going to go up, or that the stock market is going to go down. Yet here you are, just a few miles from Kiev, and bombs going off. You told me before we started that the air raid siren may go off at any time. So you seem so peaceful. Tell me about it.
Do you know why? Because I have a peace of God in my heart. And let me tell you, if you have that peace in your heart and that relationship with Jesus Christ, that's it, what you need. He will take care of you. He will take you through everything in your life if you have Jesus. I have gone through a lot of downs. I have gone through a lot of denials, refusals in America. I have gone through a lot of paramount. And the most what I found that peace of God that I saw in the life of my parents, my mom and dad, who brought up 10 children, survived World War II, communistic persecutions, and instilled in us so much love and care that when I was talking to you about my mom, It inspired me, and I'm very peaceful and calm, though I'm shaking at this point. When the bombs were exploding here, my family right now are next door talking to my sister from Germany. She is crying, and they're telling this is the first time they started to bomb my city, and this is the fifth day of the war. Can you imagine? And Michael Youssef, I was in his church. He is incredible. And I know many people know me, but I'm telling you, you need only Jesus. Nothing satisfies you. Money, career, nothing. Only Jesus. And I'm so happy. I am with my family in Ukraine, where I saw true example of prayer life, trust in the Lord, and living the life worthy of Christian in life.
That is so beautiful. As we wrap up this short conversation, tell me and my listeners how Christians in the United States, and really all over the world, because this podcast will go all over the world, how can we help Christians in the Ukraine in a tangible way? And also, how should we pray?
First of all, the prayer of righteous can accomplish impossible. And I'm begging you, please continue to pray for us, for God's protection of Ukraine. At this point, many people are dead. Many people are scared. Many people are needy in simple food, health, or warmth. Please pray for us to stop this war. We don't need a minute of bloodshed. Then perhaps I heard that God meant it for good. And I'm telling you, we are paying a big price for this. Perhaps Russian people want to wake up from the Russian tyranny. I'm telling you, this is a time for people in Russia and Belarus to wake up. And perhaps I could be hanged for those words in a few days. But I'm telling you, wake up. I've lived through communism. I don't want to live through it anymore. I'm willing to die for my faith. But please, wake up, people in Russia, mothers, take your sons back to you. They want to be with you. Their body are all over Ukraine right now. Nobody wants to pick them up. Our soldiers don't know what to do with these guys. Please take your sons back home and live normal life and get tyranny away from your throne and start to believe in God, because only with God we can accomplish something on this earth. And if God wants a price of Ukrainian people to die, that the nation of Russia wakes up and figures out what is the real life of life. They are zombies, believe me. They hear wrong things. They hear Putin telling them everything is under control. We are almost in Kyiv. And I'm sorry, Kyiv is ready to fight for every piece. 70 years old man to whoever are ready to fight and die for Ukraine. I am here, and I don't know, I'm getting scared, but I am not scared to die. I'm ready to go with Jesus at this minute.
That is so inspiring.
Please pray. Pray. What I have been praying in Washington, D.C., in Brussels, in Ukraine, God keep us from evil. If God unleashed evil, please keep us protected, at least his people, and open the eyes to other big nation to see the truth. And the truth is in Jesus, not in the leaders, who are not honestly in their minds at this point. And you know that.
Well, Tatiana, I make a commitment that we're going to get the word out to try to rally the church, to pray for the church, for the believers in Ukraine, and to believe that this terrible, bloody war will end very soon. And like you say, that God will use it for good. to wake up Russia. I've also been there 5 times, again, all in the 90s. So I know a lot of things have changed, but God is able. So again, thank you for fitting in this conversation, this interview, even while the bombs are going off in your city north of Kiev. God bless you.
Thank you. And if we are not going to meet here, then we will meet up in heaven. And please pray for us for protection and do something. NATO can put the sky closed from Russia. I know it's a big step. I know it's a big decision, but there is a petition going on for NATO to help us. So if it's God's will, at some point, please help us. But I'm trusting God is in control, not the world leaders. God is in control. And personally, I think God unleashed the evil. And I think at his time, he's going to stop it. But there is a big price for that. And it's very sad.
As I said at the opening, this is one of the most remarkable conversations. It wasn't really hard news in the sense that some journalists would go after. We just talked, and she shared her heart, and there was a spiritual aspect and a political, and I just think that it gives you a perspective that you're not going to get in the secular press, even the conservative press. It's a perspective that we try to give at Charisma News. I am starting my podcast to be video. We're in kind of the alpha stage, and then we'll move into beta, of course. We'll have it on YouTube and a lot of other places, but I'll just tell you to keep your eyes open. My podcast is doing very, very well, over 1.2 million downloads since the first of this year, and it's because people like you share it. And of all my podcasts, this one is worth sharing. Unless people just come to our website or get one of my newsletters, they're not going to know about it, so we rely on you to get the word out. I will tell you that one of the ministries found out about my interview and was very interested in seeing it. I think there's a lot of interest in this, and I'm just happy that we were able to get it to you first on the Strang Report. I know that people will be listening to this weeks and months later. You'll know the outcome of this war in a way that Tatiana and I don't know today, and we need to pray. We need to reach out to support ministries such as Convoy of Hope that are there on the ground. It's a contribution that I actually made, and my wife made a separate contribution yesterday because we believe in their ministry and they're able to help, and we will be telling you more about that later, but I just wanted to mention it here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for tuning in again for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.